Number two.
From Children's Hospital providing a presentation and update on the new Central City Health Initiative in Metcalf Park, Lindsay Heights, and Franklin Heights. Information only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
State your name and no card. Okay, state your name for the record.
Bob Duncan, graduated Peabody High School, Trenton, Tennessee.
All right. Go right ahead.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate this time, distinguished members, to give you an update. In 2011, Children's Hospital shared with this group what we were doing in our community, and today I wanted to give you an update. You have a presentation in front of you. I'll talk real fast. The first few slides are kind of a history for those of you that are new to this committee, but Children's Hospital in 2009, 2010 chose their vision to have the healthiest children in the country living here in Wisconsin, and that's what's driving our efforts and what we're doing in the community. If you go to the next slide, you'll see the three communities that were mentioned earlier that we chose to work within are Metcalf Park, the Imani Franklin Heights area, and the Lindsay Heights area. And we have partners in those areas with the Next Door Foundation at Metcalf Park, the COA Golden Center within the Imani Franklin Heights, Walnut Way Conservation, and the YMCA in the Lindsay Heights community. The next slide will show you a snapshot of what we're looking at in that community, and one of the reasons we chose that community was there's a very dense population of almost 23,000 people living in that community, of which 42% of those are below 18 and younger, 9% above 65. 96% of this community is African American, 44% live below the poverty level, and then you look at the properties that are there. And this data was based in 2010. I think if you spent some time in those communities today, those numbers would actually look worse. 58 liquor license in this 2.3 square mile radius with 23 schools. Mm-hmm. We have a 22% binge drinking rate across the state, 12% low birth weight in this community, and you know the infant mortality rate, 6.2 per 1,000 for white, and you look at a 14.1 per 1,000 for African-American children.
Okay, before you go, because you made a statement about binge drinking, and you said state, is it 22% binge drinking in those three areas, or is it statewide?
That number is statewide. There's not any data that specifies the three census tracts that these communities live in.
Thank you.
And it's also, Children's Hospital has the state's largest not-for-profit and private foster care and adoption system within our system, and our highest foster care placements come from these three communities. So the work that we're doing is guided by the following principles. We'll be guided by evidence-based practices. We'll work with an ecology model, and what that means is when we're dealing with children, and you deal with children only and don't take into account the families that they come from, the communities that they live, and the schools where they spend most of their time, then as we used to say in the South, you're spitting into the wind. You've got to address the ecology. So we can't just focus on the children. We have to focus on the families and build support and strengths there. We have to make our community stronger, and we have to work with our schools to have the emphasis on our children. It will also be based on family strengths and needs. A lot of times when you're dealing with communities and you're dealing with at-risk populations, you like to talk about all the negative things, but the reality is there are usually much more strengths that they bring to the table. And so if you focus and work with the families and the communities on the strengths, then you can build and overcome the negative part of what they're dealing with. We'll be culturally and linguistically competent in the work that we do. We will measure our outcomes. We consider sustainability in our priority setting. This is not something that children can continue to fund forever. It's something we have to think about in the very beginning to make the change happen and continue to happen. But most important, we'll empower the community to drive the initiatives and instigate the change. And I'll tell you how that works on the next slide. We're using, as I said earlier, an evidence-based program. We're using the CDC's model called REACH, which stands for Racial and Ethic Approaches to Community Health. So if you look to the bottom of the slide, you start with community awareness of the issue. From there, you then develop the needed community capacity and then create the change and the change agents, which then moves to environmental shift around policies, improving the community, streetlights, streets, playgrounds, those type of things. Then you see the changes in risk factors and protective factors. And at the end of that, you get changes in health. This is a long-term approach, but this is a sustainable approach, has been documented throughout the country in other areas of showing significant change in health and community improvement. The four target actions areas that we're working in, you can see there. We're currently in the process of developing the needed community capacity in the changes in change agents. And how we did that is we used the World Cafe model, held community cafes, and asked the community to tell us what their needs were. And so we did this through a series of sessions in 2011. Starting in May 2011, we created community advisory groups, which are groups in each of these communities that are led by the residents. Our role and our other partners' roles are to help facilitate and bring resources, but the communities drive this change. So with all that said, the communities you can see on the next page, our focus areas they chose were education, jobs, health, safety, substance abuse. You can see next to that the communities that chose each of those. And you may be sitting there saying, why is a children's hospital interested in education or jobs, safety? Well, the reality is we know when children grow up in homes where parents have jobs, they live in houses that are safe, they live in communities that are safe, their children are healthy. And so until we can reach that point, we'll spend a lot of time trying to create healthy. So those are the areas that the community has chosen. These now the residents are focusing in on what two or three tactics they'd like to implement over the next 3 years to start moving the needle on these items. At the same time as the healthcare system, we've been using our resources to align to support these communities. So on the next page, you'll see our commitment. We have our partner sites, as I mentioned earlier. We have aligned our school nurses. For years, Children's Hospitals have supplied 16 school nurses to the community. In the past, they were serving about 60 to 65 schools. We now move that to 8 full-time nurses that are placed in schools in this area so they can build a relationship both with the child and with the family. We've had a Metcalf Park presence with the clinic since 1998. In June 2010, we broke ground to add a new clinic with dental capacity. We'll be opening new clinics now within the COA as well as the YMCA in June 2013. The unique thing about these clinics, so they're not going to be pediatric or children clinics. They're going to be family care clinics because what we heard from the residents in that community, yes, the health of our children is extremely important, but us as caregivers, if we're not able to take care of ourselves, we can't take care of our children. So we're partnering with Marquette University School of Nursing to provide family nurse practice people in these clinics so that we'll take care of the children and their caregivers. We've also hired community navigators in the Metcalf Park and the Imani Franklin Heights. We're currently interviewing for the Lindsay Heights area. These are, navigators that help residents navigate systems, not healthcare system, but systems. An example of that is the first week on the job, our navigator in Metcalf Park ran into a family living at home with no electricity because they couldn't pay their bill and it was turned off. So navigator had a contact with We Energies. Navigator said to the resident, why don't we call We Energies and try to get something worked out? The resident said, would you do that for me? And our navigator said, no. What I will do is I'll let you use my cell phone. Let's practice and do a script, but you make the call. And that's what happened, and it was worked out. The electricity was turned back on, which was important. But more importantly, what happened is that navigator helped that resident create a skill set and in confidence to be able to make that call herself and to start taking care and empowering her to navigate systems and confidence that she could get that done. So that's the role our navigators play. As I mentioned earlier, we'll measure our outcomes and measure our success. This is long-term. The way we evaluate ourselves is the first level is coalition function. So we measure with our partners as well as our residents. Are we delivering what we said we were going to deliver and you're getting what you thought you would get? The second is system change. Are we changing as a healthcare system to address these needs, and are we changing the systems in the community to better address the needs for these residents? And the third and the most important at the end of the day is, are we truly changing the health of the population? And those are how we measure ourselves. I spoke fast, but I wanted to give this group an update. Your role is extremely critical in the health and well-being of these citizens, as you oversee a large part of those areas that I talked about that they focus on. I thank you. I'd be glad to answer any questions and appreciate your time.
Any questions from the committee? Yes. Senator Stanford.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this report. It's very comprehensive. You said this is a new initiative? How new is this?
Started in 2010.
2010, okay. For your measurable goals, have you able to document any of this these changes, you know, with the measurements? Have you been able to
show
percentages and how much change you have you inflicted?
So we have started the measurement process now. When I said we started in 2010, that's when we started pulling our group together. We started the community cafes in 2011. So we just completed our first year with the residents and the advisory groups, and now we're in the measurement process of that. So that we don't have yet. The one measure that we have are what we call quick wins. Mm-hmm. So some of the quick wins are Metcalf Park. Mm-hmm. This past year was awarded out of Chicago for what's called place-based effort. They took a vacant lot that was one of the highest concentrations of prostitution and drug dealing in the city on Garfield and I think 33rd. The residents took that park back, or that vacant land back, created a park out of it, held movie nights, family fun nights, three different times during the summer this year without any police presence whatsoever. Went from 4 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night. No one.
Yeah, I went to a couple of those. Those were that was your initiative? That was your initiative?
They're not mine. They're the community's initiatives. So remember, Children's isn't driving this. The community is. So the advisory board out of Metcalf Park and MCAT, that's all that group. So they drove this. We supported. We supplied food and some financial support. But that's part of our community engagement. Yes, sir.
Okay, so that agency that helps get women on the street, off the street, and help them, with their prostitution, mm-hmm. that's part of that initiative?
That's part of the group, too, Safe and Sound. So you have many partners that are engaged in this process.
Okay. All right, it'll be interesting to know all the partners. I don't know if you have that data, but thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Any other questions? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Questions on the system change proposals. Have those been identified yet?
Yes, sir. We have several and many more system changes to come. Mm-hmm. So a couple of those system changes that we've had to do internally as a healthcare system, we make our living by people showing up for clinics and getting the services and getting paid. And as a healthcare system, we've been very stringent about trying to keep people, the flow going through. And in that case, many times, children and people from disadvantaged areas tend to have difficulty in transportation and getting to those clinics and making those things, and they show up, and then they're told they have another 3 to 6 months they have to wait and come back to see. So we've gone through some internal changes in identifying mechanisms so that when families have transportation issues or other issues that take place, we have a system now in place within our clinic structure that if a family shows up and they're 5, 10, 30 minutes late, we have a time slot available and we can say to you, sir, missed your appointment, we've already filled that. However, if you can stay with us another 45 minutes to an hour, we can squeeze you in here and get you taken care of versus telling you to come back in 3 to 6 months. There's some other more personnel issues that we have also addressed, mm-hmm. but we have many more to go.
Right, and I'm definitely interested in the external system changes that you identify. Is it the residents that identify those system changes or your staff?
It's the residents. Okay. So an example that includes both the county and the city owned. So if you look at Imani Franklin Heights and you have Moody Pool and the issues that have been going on with Moody Pool, which is huge to those residents in that community, the plans that have since been worked out actually got presented back because the residents asked for it, presented back to the residents, that advisory group, who then gave their thumbs up, thumbs down approval of what took place. And for that those residents, that was a huge system change to have that type of opportunity to have a say in their community.
Okay. And just a few more, Mr. Chair. Are there any residents that are possibly on staff in this effort?
Yes, the navigators mm-hmm. are hired from the community. Okay. They're residents in those communities.
Okay. That's definitely good to hear, especially looking at a number of different efforts that are in the community and authentically engaging those residents. So I definitely appreciate that, and I'll be paying close attention to the success of this program, because I'm definitely interested with the amount of needs and I know exists in the community and the amount of change that we need.
And so we extend an invitation to any of you that would like to attend the community advisory groups. I would first like to ask them if it's okay that you attend, but they usually are quick to say we'd love to have somebody, but if you'd like to attend and see the community at work, we'd be more than happy to help facilitate that, because it's really exciting to see the work that's taking place.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any other comments? Well, young man, I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate that Children's Hospital is coming back to the community. Mm-hmm. Before you got into county grounds, you were in the heart of Milwaukee. And I'm glad you're back, coming back and invest within the heart of Milwaukee.
We're proud
to
be back.
What before you? How do you get your funding?
So our funding comes from our current system.
Okay.
And we've realigned some of that funding to help support these efforts, as I shared some things we've been funding just in a broader perspective, and let's concentrate, and philanthropic funds as well as grant funds.
And one part I want you to continue to make sure that you empower the people instead of people trying to use you as a credit. Empower them to be their own.
That's the only way it works, sir.
All right, any other questions? I'm not, sir. Thank you for coming in. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
We have Department of Aging, item number 3.